sets, 11 goals in 5 days. You must be really pleased with that.
Yeah, really pleased, Rob. We were obviously disappointed last Saturday when we'd been beaten away at Northwich, and I spoke to the lads after that and said how important it was for us to win the next two games against teams who hadn't started off really well. And we've got key players missing. You know, Potsy's missed the last couple of games. So for us to come away with two wins and having scored 12 goals and, you know, and create the chances that we're creating, yeah, I couldn't be pleased. I think lots of our team are contributing at the minute. We've got goal scorers all over the pitch, and it's really, really pleasing for us as a management team.
Ben Woods scored a hat-trick on Tuesday night. Another impressive performance from today. Obviously, sort of come into the team late because he was elsewhere. Just sort of what has he added to the side?
Well, if you think back to last season, we obviously had Nick Evangelinos, who was playing as a wide player, and we gave him licence to go and get at teams, and he was twisting teams inside out. He was a threat with his pace, and he scored a load of goals for us. And really, all summer we've been looking for a replacement, knowing that Nick was going back home to Coventry after finishing his uni course. And I think we've found it in Ben. He's obviously a young lad. He is still learning at times, and he's you know, he's still developing his game, particularly out of possession. But you've got to take your hats off to him, because in possession, he's a threat going forward. He can go inside, he can go outside. He's quick. He's got good delivery. His finishing the other night was absolutely clinical. And again, he's impressed today playing in wide and high areas, because, you know, defenders at any level don't want to play against pace, and he's got pace in abundance. And if we can get sort of good possession and start rolling that ball in behind teams, he's no one's going to catch him. But it's not just that threat that he poses. He's good with the ball at his feet. He looks to link in. So, you know, he's come in. He's been a breath of fresh air. He's worked hard, and he's an absolute asset for us. And long may it continue.
Obviously, you've mentioned that he's a young player. Ben Stay, obviously a young lad. Coming off the bench as well, is quite young. You've got Johnny Poyser, you've got Rob Black and Mohamed Noor. I mean, obviously, is that a team that's going to get better?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good point that you raised there. You know, a lot of those lads there are, you know, in their early 20s or even in the late teens. So they are going to be learning. It is a learning environment that we try and create here, with Brox and myself obviously being teachers. We've got another couple of teachers who are in the team, so we try and create an environment where the lads are able to learn, and that's really what we want. If I'm honest with you, Ben Steer, I thought Ben Steer started the game really, really flat-footed. I thought he was slacking possession, and his goal was just a superb goal. He's come in, sucked his man inside. His first touch was perfect, and he smashed it in off the far post. And he's got that in his locker. So we're really delighted with how Ben's coming on. We just need to get that consistency of performance from not just Ben, but the entire team, really. Because, you know, we talk a lot at half time about the things that we're doing well and what we want to do in the second half. And, you know, it's a little silly mistake that's let them in, and all of a sudden the context of the game changes, and it's 2-1 for a long period of time. So, and they're always in it at 2-1, of course. So, it is a learning curve, and it's about being disciplined in games like that, and just trusting in what we're doing, because, you know, we've created 5, 6, 7 chances other than the goals that we've scored. So, I really am delighted with what we've got going forward at the minute. I think we're a threat for anybody, and you know, like I said, if we can keep learning and we can keep developing, then the expectations that we set, you know, are there. They're achievable for us.
Finally, next Saturday, away to Penistone Church in the FFR second qualifying round. We went out to the winners last year, went out to the runners up the year before. I mean, just how massive competition is this for you?
Yeah, it's obviously a national competition, and it affords us the opportunity to raise the profile of our club, and there's kind of kudos and prize money and things that come with a national competition. And we've started the season really well, so it's really a measure against, you know, all right, we're in the North West counties and we're doing well at that standard, but for a long time, the kind of North East has been the division that people think is the strongest at Step 5. So we've got to make sure that we can do something in the Vars and show what we're about as a team, not just locally in our local counties, but also nationally. We've got to show that, you know, at this level, we are as good. We can beat anyone on our day, and I've no doubt that we can. I'm sure we'll have a tough test in Penistone, but we'll give it our all, and it's a competition we'll hope to do well in.
Cheers, Steve. Thanks a lot. Congratulations.
Bye-bye.